Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis, pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Do we have a show for you tonight? Yes, we do. Welcome, and I mean welcome. Glad you could have us in your home. If you're in your home, if you're in your car listening on the radio, well, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. Yes, we are on the radio. And for those who are turning in for the first time, you're turning the dial on the radio, what is this all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Folks, let me just tell you something. So we're going to try a little something new for tonight. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. That's right. To my left, my beautiful and smart wife, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I am here. Welcome, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And in her home in College Park, Florida, the beautiful, smart, and all the other things that she says about herself is true. That's right. Her name is, she's the co-host of the show, and her name is Sheila Young. Sheila Young, are you there? Is it true you're there?
I'm here, and good evening, everybody. Thank you, Michael.
And in the radio station behind the Spectrum Communications computers, that's right, we're powered by Spectrum. That's right. And he's in the studio. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there?
Spectrum is in the building. Let's make it do what it do. We rockin' fella all day and all night. Orlando, Central Florida, we are here. Let's get it.
That is great. And you know, folks, let me tell you something that you might not know. Let me tell you, let me just give you a few names of some of our sponsors. Tonight we're sponsored by AARP. We're sponsored by the fabulous Spectrum Communications and Vision Serve Alliance. That's right.
And Mitzi Kit, Leader Dogs for the Blind, and Xavier Society for the Blind.
Well, as long as you said and, I'll say and. And our Lighthouse Central Florida, Foundation Fighting Blindness, Sunday Scaries, and CVS Spoken Rx.
Those are people that are sponsoring tonight's show.
And the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
There you go. So welcome, everybody, to the Sunday edition, October 11, 2020.
And don't forget, there's only 23 more days to the election. Don't forget to vote.
Can't register anymore, though.
No, you can't register anymore. Not in Florida. In most states, you can't either. So just better make sure you go out and vote if you registered. Go out and vote.
Okay, so I have a couple of shout-outs. I think Sheila has a shout-out. I don't know if Chris has a shout-out. He's shouting out to us, I guess. I don't know. But I just wanted to remind everybody that October is Blindness Awareness Month, and it is also the 75th anniversary of National Disability Employment Month. And also, tomorrow is Columbus Day, and we will honor that in a minute after Sheila gives her shout-out.
This is also the week for White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day, which is now known as National Blind Americans Disability Day. And that was signed in 1964 by President Johnson and was dedicated to the Blind Americans Equality Day by Barack Obama in 2011. So,
folks, if you have anything to say as far as what's going on in your neck of the woods, please call. Let us know what's happened. If you have any questions, please call. The phone number is 407-894-1680. This show is for you. This is your show. Please call. I'd love to hear from you. We appreciate your phone calls. Phone calls, you can call in anytime. 407-894-1680.
But may I remind everybody that when the guest caller is on, that the calls will be related to the guest caller, unless they don't mind holding until the guest caller is finished. Chris, would you please play the little song? Sheila requested this song.
This is not trivia.
No, this is not trivia.
I don't hear anything.
No, I don't know if Chris heard me.
Chris, you there?
There it is.
Knew the world was round, so he looked for the east while westward bound. He didn't find what he thought he found. Someone was already here. Columbus knew the world was round, so he looked for the east while westward bound. He didn't find what he thought he found, and someone was already here. The Inuit and Cherokee, the Aztec and Menominee, the Onondaga and the Cree. Columbus sailed. Like it was empty space, the Caribs met him face to face. Could anyone discover the place when someone was already here? like it was empty space. The caribs met him face to face. Could anyone discover the place when someone was already here? The Inuit and Cherokee.
I have to admit, I never heard this story before.
The Onondaga and the Cree.
Columbus said I wasn't listening in class. I probably was right. I probably missed it that day.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Lynn.
Hey, Chris.
My uncle asked me, what is this? I said, this is a tribute to Columbus Day.
Columbus Day, 1492.
Michael, I guess you weren't paying attention in school.
I missed it that day.
That day
I probably cut.
Yeah, you were playing hooky.
He's probably going to bandstand when he was in second grade or something.
Probably.
Probably have to blame my friend Sid Payne for cutting with me.
I think it's adorable. And, you know, Lynn and I were listening to it, and it's like you don't even realize that when Columbus came to America, he thought he was coming to a new land where nobody would be here.
Right.
And he got here, and there were lots of Indians. There were a right. lot of Native Americans.
Wait a minute. You mean I wasn't there? I wasn't there waiting
Native,
for him?
No, you weren't there.
You weren't there.
Oh.
But, yeah, I learned about all those tribes, and, like, you uh-huh. know, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I grew up, it was the Lenape Indians.
I wonder if you had to pay a toll, to pay toll to come over.
Actually, they came over in three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
The Santa Maria.
Santa Maria.
They had no tolls
you know
in those
that,
things.
Chris?
Yeah, I knew.
Chris, did you ever hear that song before?
I haven't heard that song, but I knew.
There's a lot of versions of it. Yeah, but tomorrow's Columbus Day, so what's closed tomorrow? The banks? What else?
I think post office.
Oh, the post office, too?
I think it is.
No,
yeah.
It's a federal holiday. Okay. No banks, no mail.
The White House?
Also, I would like to give a shout-out. One of my members' birthday is this coming week, and Bill Freeman, if you're listening, happy early birthday.
Bill Freeman, happy birthday
happy
to
birthday,
you.
Happy birthday, Bill. All right. So when we go to break, on the other side of the break, we'll hopefully he'll be zooming in. He can find his way. Richard Oliver will be joining us from Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. Talking to Richard in a while.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We shall be right back.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. SpokenRx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about SpokenRx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point, Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. If you can call in, certainly hope to hear from you. The phone number is 407-894-1680. That's right. And you're listening to the Spectrum. That's right. Listen, you're listening to the radio station that's powered by Spectrum Communications. All the computers are powered by Spectrum Right now, we have a guest coming on the line. His name is Richard Oliver, and he's from Industries of the Blind.
And that's right. And by the way, he's in the Zoom room.
Oh, he's in the Zoom room.
Get
okay.
Get with the 21st century. Anyway, so Richard just happens to be the community director of community outreach and government relations at the Industries of the Blind. And welcome back, Richard Oliver.
Thank you. Hope you guys have all been doing well in the new normal that we got going on here.
Yeah, the new normal. That's very interesting. The new normal.
So, Richard, how is everything going with the Industries of the Blind? And are you guys getting back to normal? Are you busy? What's going on?
Yeah, so we actually never closed. Through this whole thing, we're part of the defense industrial base, so we have a few contracts that we're required to run. So we've been running this whole entire time. Our folks are great. Wow. I mean, we've taken lots of precautions. Mandatory mask. We hired a crew. We have a crew that comes in at night to clean the building. The bathrooms and vacuum and empty trowel, that good stuff. So we just contracted with them to come in first thing in at 7:30 in the morning, and all they do for 8 hours a day is they go through and they wipe down every door handle, every light switch, every rail, every chair, everything over and over and the bathrooms and all that good stuff for 8 hours. And then once we leave, then they clean the building again. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of things. We actually have if you don't feel well, we never wanted you to come to work, but we're really stressing it harder now. So if you don't feel well, or somebody, your wife or child doesn't feel well, one, we tell you to stay home, and two, we pay. We'll pay you that 8 hours because we don't want you to come to work sick and get everybody else sick. So we're paying people to stay home if you don't feel well. But in the midst of all that, we've had a lot of absenteeism, right? When they closed schools down, then parents had to figure out, how is my child going to do school online? And they started staying at home. And so we just started hiring people to fill gaps. And during the same time, we've got a brand new contract that we kicked off in June to make face masks for the Army. It's about 500,000 face masks that we're making for them right now.
That's a lot of that's just hard to even imagine.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and so there's a company in El Paso, Texas that they whereas we hire people who are blind or visually impaired, they hire people with all other disabilities. And they have the other half of the contract, so they have the other 500,000, right? So we're really making 1 million masks for the Army right now.
Wow. And these masks, are you
hiring now?
Yes. Yeah, we've been hiring. We've been hiring all summer long. We're hiring right now. Now, we've changed a little bit. We're just starting back, We always have, we still have that relocation package, right? Where we're going to pay, if you're out of state, we're going to pay up to $2,500, all the same stuff that we always had. We sort of stopped flying people in, and if we really did some Zoom interviews and some Skype stuff and really got to know the person before to make sure they really wanted to come and work for us, and then we would bring them in that way, and some people just came on their own. We've had some folks that are in the St. Augustine area that have started to transplanted up to Greensboro to come work for us. They've been listening to the show, as a matter of fact. I talked to the gentleman, his name is Anthony, and he said, "Yeah, I know Blind and Beyond. I listen to it all the time. And when I was down in St. Augustine," I said, "Well, tune in means you can still listen to it." So we're still hiring, and we're still getting people all the time.
I love your idea, though, about the Zoom and the teleconference, you know, the meetings online. That's great. And then it kind of filters people out. They get to meet you. You get to meet them. See if it's going to work. That's great.
Exactly. I mean, eventually we'll get back to what we were doing, which is
right.
You know, flying people in. And we still bring them in after all of that. We'll bring, you know, if somebody really says yes, then we're going to bring them in and we're going to assess. We're going to do all the things that we would normally do and hire the person.
And if I recall, the living arrangements, the housing there is very reasonable.
Yeah. It's reasonable. It's I'd say middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we work with a couple of apartment complexes. So, you know, they have some deals that they offer people who are going to come and work for us if they want to live there. So, I mean, we're still trying to do everything we can to hire as many people that want to come and work with us that we can.
Tell us a little bit about the initial training, Richard.
So we have, you know, we have our in-house trainers that they, it's a one-on-one. Normally, we start people off trying to teach sewing because that's a huge part of our business is sewing different kinds of apparel for the military. So we start people off there. And, you know, some people it takes, and it may take, you know, a couple of weeks. It all depends on your dexterity and, you know, can you have feeling in your hands, that type of thing. So it only may take a couple of weeks, or with other folks, it may take 2 months, or they may never get it. But then we just transition them in some of the other jobs that we have, because not everything is sewing. But it's all personalized, right? So our trainers are going to work one-on-one with the person to try to find what is that best position for that person, right? Obviously, we want the person to be successful. If they're not successful, then obviously they're not going to stay.
And these are, I assume, all computerized sewing machines. So they're not really using the old-time sewing machine. These are all computerized sewing machines, right?
It's a mix. I mean, we use a lot of programmable sewing machines where it really is about placing the piece and letting the machine do the work. But then we have other types of your traditional industrial sewing machines where we have different types of guides or fixtures. So it helps to instill the placement, but you may be pushing the fabric versus a programmable where you're just going to place it and let the machine move the fabric. So it's a mix. And then, again, it depends on the person.
Richard, you mentioned that you're making up. You're still making those pens, right, your famous pens?
Oh, yeah. Pens are still going gangbusters. There was a downturn over the summer, right, when all the federal agencies all closed and went to telework, and they started closing military bases, and they were all off base. Then office products took a hit. I mean, it took a really big hit, but we never stopped producing those products, the pens and clipboards and mops and brooms and all the stuff that we still continue to make. And it's just now started to swing back around now that people are coming back to the offices.
Well, I want to thank you so much for telling us. Anything else, Lynn?
Sheila, did you have any other questions for Richard?
No, I think this is exciting that you're working so hard and you've got good contracts and things are going well. Yeah, that's awesome.
Richard, why don't you give a phone number so anybody wants to contact you if they're interested, and if they should call, tell them that we're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. So this way, if anybody's listening and you're interested, call Richard.
I find the phone number, though, or sometimes hard to remember. I think it's a little easier, maybe an email or a website.
Well, either way.
I could do all three of those. So
okay.
The best person to talk to, right, is our HR recruiter. Her name is Laverne Goodridge. And you can call her at 336-544-3726. That's 336-544-3726. That's Laverne Goodridge. Or her email address is lgoodridge, G-O-O-D, R-I-D-G-E, Goodridge, at iob-gso.com. Or you can go to our website at www.industriesoftheblind.com.
I think that's the best
way. And don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, if you talk to Laverne, please tell her that you were listening. You heard this on the radio show.
I think it's wonderful that you have all that opportunity there for people who are looking for a new career / job.
Thank you. Yeah, we love what we do.
Now, before we go any further, you know, we can't let this night end without having one of our good friends, our favorite callers, that's up in the area
right.
with you. Because, you know, right. he got to get in. He got to get in. And if he don't get in, it's not right.
So all right,
come on, Kevin.
Hey,
hello, Michael, Richard, Lynn.
Hey, I recognize that voice.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, I just called to say to Richard, you might want to mention the new program you guys started, 2 days a week, which might make it sound a little more appealing.
Kevin, you tell me what program, what 2 day a week program.
Oh, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
What is the program, Kevin?
What is the program, Kevin?
Oh, going to have in-house doctors.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Kevin, thank
you. Yeah,
for
I know. I always have to remind you about everything.
We actually do have, starting this week, actually, we have, it's a two nurse practitioners and a doctor that will be on site 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, for, I think it's 4 or 6 hours to start, but as it grows, so that our folks will be able to, if you're, instead of going to your family doctor, if you still want to go to your family doctor, you can, but we'll have one on site. We'll have doctors and nurse practitioners on site.
I've never heard of such a thing. That is absolutely amazing.
Awesome. And the reason that is because, with paratransit, you're making your appointment, you have to make your appointment 24 hours in advance. Then you have like a 30 to 45 minute window that they come and get you, and then it's 2 hour window before they come and pick you up, and it ends up being an hour long doctor visit is an 8 hour trip, right?
That's
so you have to take a whole day of vacation to go to the doctor. This way,
whose idea that was.
You can do it at work.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Richard. We got to run,
awesome.
And thank you, Kevin, for joining in.
Yep, we'll talk to you later.
You guys are very welcome.
Yep.
Good to hear you, Richard. Stay well.
Stay well, too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's a great program.
Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Leave it to Industries of the Blind. Yeah, give them a call if you're interested.
For Laverne.
Don't forget to tell me you heard it on the Blind Beyond radio show.
All right, we're going to go to
Take care, Kevin. Don't go away. You'll be right. We'll be right back. We're going to break. You listen to the Blind Beyond radio show. I don't hear the castanet.
Yes.
There they are. Okay.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Glad you're back. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's right, 407-894-1680. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those folks that are wondering, what is this all about? And you're tuning in for the first time. Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And right now, I want to turn this over to Ms. Sheila Young. Ms. Sheila Young, you there?
I am, Michael. And it is my pleasure to introduce our next guest, Tammy Roussel. She is the creator of Mitzi Kit. And I have to tell everybody that I have become one of her favorite customers. because I have made so many wonderful projects and Christmas gifts and baby gifts and birthday gifts, and it's just been so much fun. So thank you, Tammy, for joining us.
Thank you, Sheila. And you're right. You are one of my favorite customers.
So tell everybody that has no clue what Mitzi Kit is, briefly, how you started it, why you started it, and what it is.
Sure. So Mitzi Kit is named after my mom, Mitzi. My mom had lost her eyesight in her 80s due to retinitis pigmentosa. And because she was a seamstress for most of her life, her losing her ability to sew was devastating. And so I was fortunate enough, I believe it was divine intervention, that it came to me to come up with a way to help her to sew by touch instead of sight. And so I invented this process. We actually got it patented. It's a tactile sewing system. And we create kits that enable people, whether you're blind or sighted, or have other types of sewing or crafting challenges, we provide kits with adaptations that help everyone to craft successfully. And so a lot of the products that we, as Sheila actually mentioned, a lot of the products that we have our clients create include things like pillows, blankets, bags. We have a lot of Christmas things right now that people are getting together to give as gifts, including even some Christmas ornaments, as well as gift bags. And we have both sewing options as well as no-sew options. Our no-sew options actually use mostly fleece fabric with pre-drilled holes and tactile borders, and they are laced together with a plastic needle and ribbon or a plastic needle and fleece. Or if you don't want to use a needle at all, you can use our option of a shoelace, and you come out with some beautiful products.
Sheila?
Why
didn't you tell people your experience with the, pardon me for stumbling here, I was being distracted. I wonder why, right? Why don't you share your experience with all the crafts that you've been making from Mitzi Kit? What's your favorite one? How did you start? What was the first one that you made?
How did I start? I started by interviewing Tammy on the radio show one time months ago. Mm-hmm. And they had a gathering where they were going to demonstrate their product at Lighthouse. And I said, oh, I have to go. I got to go meet this woman. I embarrassed her on the radio show by saying, you know, your website isn't very accessible. And so anyway.
Sheila Young.
I did. But, you know, I admit it. And Tammy will tell you that, you know, I was pretty upfront with her and said, you know, I would like you to look at this because as a blind computer user, I want to know more about your product, but some of these you don't really say if a blind person can do it or not. And I want to do this, and I don't think I can. So I actually went to Lighthouse and took part in their demonstration. And the first thing I did was a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And I made two pillows by the time we were there.
In record time.
It was so much fun. And meeting her and her husband and her mom was there. And just, you know, it's delightful. And when you say sewing, everybody freaks out.
Right.
Thinking thread and needle, and I can't do that.
But it's a big plastic needle.
If you want to do that at all. I mean, yes. But like Tammy said, you can use a shoelace. You can make a pillow with a shoelace,
right, Tammy? Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's whatever you prefer. But right. I have made hot pads. I have made candle mats, plant mats. I have made blankets. I have.
It's a Mitzi Kit house.
Exactly.
You know what? You can start storing all your things over. You know, you can have Sheila as like a warehouse over there.
I think everybody is asking Sheila to make things for them.
Yeah. Well, I know one person who just did for a baby present. In the subway, he would have made it.
but I actually am in the process of finishing a blanket for the American Council of the Blind holiday auction, and it's Tammy, describe it. One square's got snowmen with scarves and.
Yes, so one is the snowman pattern. It's a light gray background with snowflakes and white snowmen with red, green, and black checkered scarves and hats. And then the alternate patch is a red square with white inscriptions of the words love and be merry and joy. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Tammy and Sheila, I just want you to know that I love the blanket that I made for our granddaughter, who is due like any second right now.
Oh,
and she decided she would like the theme of elephants. So Tammy, I couldn't believe it. She had light gray, I think it's light gray elephants. Tammy, remind me, is
you know,
it yellow?
I have to interrupt.
What?
These are great Christmas gifts. If people are thinking about Christmas, holiday gifts. Very nice holiday gifts.
I don't have the blank. I don't have the blank.
You should make it for
something
for your holiday.
But it was anyway. It was elephants and with gray.
On a pale yellow background.
Yeah. And it's just so rich and it's such quality when it's all done. It's just this one big cozy blanket that she's just going to love using.
You know, our radio listeners that are excited.
Yeah, you don't have to be blind or visually impaired.
No,
to
there's a lot of women that are listening to it. These are sighted gifts. You can get great gifts for a holiday.
It was very relaxing. I just kicked the cats off the dining table. I go out of the room. All my stuff, and I had these 12 squares all over my dining table, and it just was so relaxing. And you don't want to stop because you go, just
I got
one more square. And it was so much fun.
Tammy also tell people that you have gone to nursing homes and dealt with,
Yes. So we have a lot of customers in assisted living facilities and memory impaired facilities, residential programming. And they love it because the activity directors can order our kits. And they have our online training so that they know how to help folks to put the kits together. And, of course, they always have access to the phone with any questions. But
tell our sighted listeners how they get a hold of you. So if they want it, use it for holiday gifts, they can make things for their grandchildren.
Any of the listeners.
I'm sighted people, too.
Yeah.
I can be reached at the phone number 978-419-1824. And again, it's Mitzi Kit, and our website is mitzikit.org.
And if you missed any part of that, it's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And I'd like to just add quickly that all of our profits go to charity.
Wow.
And we also partner with organizations like Lighthouse for the Blind to help employment of those who are visually impaired. And we are also working with Councils of the Blind in providing any online type of crafting activities as well. So give me a call if you have any questions.
And Tammy, you mentioned that you were promoting a coupon.
Yes. So we have lots of things on our website. Take a look. And for any listeners on the Blind and Beyond radio show, please use the coupon code BBRF for Blind and Beyond radio show, and you will get 10% off your first order and free shipping.
And free shipping. Wow.
Whoa. But I don't think that qualifies. I don't think I qualify for that.
No, I don't either anymore. Well, thank you, Tammy. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. You have a wonderful rest of the evening.
You too.
Take care, Tammy.
So
I'll
right
talk
now.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're
Can
on.
We go to trivia now? Let's do trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time.
This will be Sheila's song.
This is Sheila. It's your trivia time. You can introduce whatever you want to do, Sheila. It's
all
trivia
right.
time. Yours trivia.
Tell, you know, with all of the weather we've had recently throughout the whole country, I think, please tell us who this artist is.
Who's the artist singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
You're the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. But I call you Stormy today. All of a sudden, that old rain's falling down, and my
I just thought of something very important, Sheila. I think you'll agree with me. We did not discuss. Someone passed away this week, and I think we should talk about it.
Yeah.
I just remembered this second.
Yeah.
We were going to dedicate the show to him. May he rest in peace.
Eddie Van
Sheila,
Halen.
Sheila, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Van Halen?
Yeah. Van Halen.
And I forgot to send this song. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen died this week. May rest in peace. He was 65 years old. He was a great, great artist. Can we play any of his songs, Chris? You know any of his songs? Can you get to the computer? Eddie Van Halen?
I'm sure.
Roger that. I got you covered.
Okay.
This was not going to be trivia. It's Eddie Van Halen. This is just a dedication for him since he passed away this week.
Michael, I wanted to remind everybody, if you're still considering joining AARP, we ask you to please go to their website and just go to aarp.org/blind-and-beyond if you're interested in signing up. And Michael's told you many times how beneficial it is to join AARP. We seniors or baby boomers.
Yeah.
Anybody 50 or older, right?
Yeah, 50 or older.
50 or older. So it's aarp.org/blind-and-beyond.
It's only $12 a year. And I'll tell you something. Someday you might go back to eat or take food out. And you might want those discounts. They have a lot of discounts for AARP.
They also have a lot of products.
And they have a lot of products. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Travel discounts.
They have many things. And it's great. It's a great organization. Don't forget, it's not a political organization. It's not political.
We get emails almost every day from AARP. I know they have all kinds of webinars about the coronavirus, and they take questions and all kinds of things. And it's not politically affiliated with any party.
They just had a whole thing on their AARP newspaper, which we get because we belong.
Yeah.
And they had the president and also Mr. Joe Biden. They were asking both questions about. Yeah, it was very interesting. Both they were asking questions about senior citizens,
mm-hmm.
and it was on their
Social Security, Medicare,
many things. So they do many things as far as. Whatever's happening in the community, use those words,
they
with the senior citizens.
They are advocates for us. That's what they are.
So anybody call up? Anybody interested in knowing? Anybody wants to get a prize? Who was singing that song for trivia? 407-894-1680.
All right, so I found...
Know it?
I got one of my favorite jams that I love from back in the day called Jump, Eddie Van Halen.
Okay.
This is my jam right here.
I'm gonna get up and jump.
That's all I did around the house when this came out. Oh, when I first heard it. But that rib right there.
Anybody calling up for the trivia? I think you stumped them, Sheila.
Oh my gosh.
That's
I think I went to their concert.
In 1 minute, if somebody calls in 1 minute, you'll tell who did it.
Well, I got somebody on the phone line.
All right.
All right, so we're going to take, it's been a while since we heard this voice right here. All the way over in St. Louis, where the arch is real, and I'm not talking about the Golden Arch. Listen, we got the one and only Miss Glenda. How you doing, Miss Glenda?
All right. How you doing?
Long time. Happy birthday. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Miss Glenda. This is Sheila, and I attended some of your convention this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So, how's it going?
How's St. Louis doing? St. Louis.
Well, you know what? This is Willie. I'm the guy that's blind. I always call you guys.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Willie.
We have actually moved from St. Louis. Now we're living on the East Coast. We're in Maryland now.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're in Maryland.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in Maryland.
Yeah, we've been here about a month now. But we just got you guys back finally since we got here. So this is our first week listening to you guys since we got here.
Oh, wow. Well,
may I add that everybody's listening, watch out, because they know their songs.
Yeah, yeah, they know their songs.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, okay, so who is it?
Who is that, Glenda?
Classic Four.
What's the name of
Storm? Storm, she just won a $10 gift card from Subway. And listen, the $10 gift card, come out. Don't forget to give your new address in Maryland, not St. Louis. Give your new address to Chris, otherwise she'll send it to St. Louis.
Okay.
It's good to hear you guys.
Good to hear you. I miss you all.
We're listening.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Glad to be
here.
Keep on the show, whether you call for trivia or not. Keep on calling the show. What part of Maryland?
Okay,
we sure will. We sure will. Love you.
All right. Hold on one moment, all right?
What part of Maryland are you in?
All right. Thank you.
What part of Maryland?
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes.
Laurel.
Oh, Laurel, I know where that is.
College Park.
Yeah,
right off of Howard County. We're in Howard County.
95. Yeah, I know Laurel.
Yeah, I think I live there outside of College Park. Well, nice to hear your voices again.
Thank you.
Take care.
Stay well.
Thank you.
All right, guys,
thanks for calling.
Be safe. All right, thanks. Be safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like they're around the corner.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
They were great listeners before. Yep.
All right. Good job, Sheila. You got a winner.
Yay.
Got a winner. Winner.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
My next trivia. So when we do the trivia, they'll see if you're really good.
Says you get two.
No. What? I only get one. But I'm just saying, I'll see if Sheila can get it. And this woman who's singing this song.
Yeah, no, that's a good
song. She was a tremendous R&B singer. Oh, my God. Was she big in her day? Big.
Oh, you're going to stump me for sure.
Oh, I know. I bet you know it. All right, Chris, we're going to go to break. It's 8 bells.
We're going to go to break. But we'll be back this top of the second hour of listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's what we're all about, Blind and Beyond. That's right. You listen to us. We're going to break. Don't go away. We shall be back.